Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mat.
Hey, welcome back, friends. We're coming to you live from a closet. Shannon Kessler's closet.
It's true. Our summer location is my closet, and I'm super excited about it because it's super close to my house. In fact, it's in my house, which makes my commute pretty legit. I love it.
I mean, it's not like a coat closet. It's the legit closet.
It is. I mean, I'm surrounded by all the things I love, and... Yes. You know, I'm not going to complain about that. It's great. This is what we're doing this summer. We're making it work. And I kind of love a good hack this summer. Britt, what about you? Are you loving summer hacks?
I love anything to get me through summer. So,
yeah,
the summer struggle is always real. And I think whether you're a mom or not, summer's kind of tricky. Like,
Your schedules are altered and you've got to figure out like the new normal and like what works for you.
Bucket lists that you want
to. Yes. I know. Right after the holidays, my husband and I are like, hey, we're totally going to sign up the kids for camps and we're going to have it all together by like April.
That's bullshit.
And then just let me give you like the real lowdown. About 2 weeks ago, we're like, shit, should we put our kids in? We should definitely do camps. And like, yes, we should. But then we all should probably tell the sitter that she doesn't need to come for certain times, or if she is coming, she's got to take kids to and from. We're so unorganized in the summer. It's ridiculous. Like, it just smacks us in the face every year, and we're like, oh, we're just not good summer parents, like, at all.
I've been to like one farmer's market. And by farmer's market, I mean, it was kind of like a beach truck.
Ours is like, if you're selling blueberries on the side of the road, we're like, oh, stop, please. Yes, hold. Yeah. We're gonna buy your berries.
You make all farmers markets drive through? Then I'd stop at
all of them. It would be so much easier.
I
love a trip to the farmers market.
Yes.
When I can get there on a Saturday in the summer, but that just seems to be like a fun thing, you know, people tell you you're gonna do when you have kids, and then you're like, I can make that happen.
Like, wake up and it's gonna be sunshine and roses, and you're gonna like get your baskets and go pick berries. No,
no,
no. We're here to tell you that does not happen. But just in case you want to try to make that happen, we're gonna share some great hacks that we found, and they're more zenful hacks. And what I liked before we were prepping for the show, I shared. I'm like, okay, we're gonna share some zenful hacks and then some that I call the bobby pin and Q-tip hacks. Like,
you're just trying like to piece things together to make it happen.
You're just piecing your life together like one Q-tip and bobby pin at a time. So we're going to share both of those, and hopefully they offer you a little bit of reprieve, or maybe you can use them in your everyday life. So what's your first one, Shannon?
Okay, so the first one is we have been, for the first time ever, my kids have joined a swim team, and we are, I know, Brittany, she sold me that dream, and I was like, girl, no, my kids are not going to be swim kids. I'm not a swim mom. I'm not down that lifestyle. And then I decided it was time. But I mean, honestly, I will tell you what sold me is that at our swim meets, you can drink wine because they offer cocktails at swim meets. And I was like, you know what? That sounds like my kind of people. Like, if we can just sit around and be like, yes!
On a Sunday?
This is delightful. I kind of like this group. So I said, okay, it's cool. You know, it was kind of non-committal. I'm like, if you can't come to practice, if you can't come to the meets, that's fine. But now my kids are totally into it. They're like, Mom, we love it. And I'm like, all right. Oh, well, I'm all in. If you're all in, I'm all in. This is great. So I kind of figured out kind of quickly into this that if you can shower your kids at the pool locker room, it saves you like 30 minutes on the back end at home. So I am bringing the shampoo and the conditioner, and I've got a great shampoo that we use at Primp. It's Euphora's Urgent Repair, that if you can put it in right after the chlorine goes in their hair, then you're gonna get rid of all that green stuff that builds up in their hair. And I love this stuff, and it's great. So we will shower and shampoo, condition our hair, and wash them, and they're in their dry clothes, and then they get home, and there's no complaining or bitching about having to take a shower when they get home. So that saves you a good 30 to 45 minutes on the back end, and I love that.
Well, like, and their energy is so much more welcoming.
Exactly.
When you can be like, if you do this,
right,
you can have a...
Because the
popsicle.
Longer your kids sit in a wet swimsuit, they're getting cranky, and then you get home and you have to get them in the shower again. They're like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to wash my hair. I'm just going to get in the pool tomorrow. I'm like, right, and we're going to have to shower again tomorrow when you do it. No, you go. Just go and just do it.
Right.
So that's the hack that I love this summer and then kind of followed through with that, when we get home from the pool, I don't wash anything. Like, I throw all wet things into the dryer and everything gets dried, and then I repack the swim bag that night for the next day. So we only wash swim towels and swimsuits on Sundays, and that's it. So I am not spending all my time every day doing laundry, washing and drying. I'm just 30 minutes in, dry that shit out, repack it, put it back in. Then it's done.
Put it back in.
I love it.
Get it going.
It's good to go.
Well, you know, I always thought, like, why do I have, like, 20 beach towels?
Okay, so this is a great question.
This is
so
stupid.
I was cleaning out my my laundry room in the
winter. Like, I should have five.
Yeah, well, and that's what I asked my husband. I'm like, why do we have 17 towels? This makes no sense to me whatsoever. So now we have eight. There's two for every person that lives in the house. And if you can't survive on the two towels that you've been given, I'm done with you.
I can't help you.
I can't help you. I'm sorry. This isn't the Ritz. We are not here for towel service. We do not have a cabana boy. You get two towels.
I do have a funny towel story. The first year Landon and I were married, he would use a towel and then, like, put it in the dirty clothes.
Ugh.
Like, get out of the shower, dry himself off, and then put it in the dirty clothes. I was like, whoa, 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 boo. Like, this is not going to work. Like, that's not how laundry works.
Unless you are doing the laundry, this is
not. So I stopped washing towels, like, for a week. Shit got real. But, you know, it was like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying there. It's a lot of laundry. I appreciate that. I think, and we save water.
Yes.
We're conserving water. We don't need to wash.
You don't need it.
Chlorine kills.
It does.
it's the summer Clorox.
Exactly. You're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine. And we're all going to live.
Yes.
And yet.
There's a reason chlorine burns your eyes.
Right.
It's burning up all the shit
that happens at the pool. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Yes. 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 I appreciate both those hacks.
So those are my two favorite, like, after pool. That have really actually saved me a lot of time this summer.
I like those. Yeah. I like those. Yeah. Mine, one of mine definitely goes along with the pool. So when I don't know why we have so many pools that we belong to, but we just do, just because there's a swim team and there's a neighborhood pool and then there's other pools. I'm like,
the Swan Pond, which is the blow-up pool in the Swan's driveway.
We will definitely post a picture of this on Instagram so you guys can check this out.
It's awesome.
So, it's a really obnoxious baby pool that we have chlorine in that burns your eyes. But when we go to said pools, you know, what do you have there? You have sweet treats and you have, you know, popsicles and nachos and quesadillas. And so, you know, money gets shelled out really, really fast. So I created a budget. Well, an allowance. So everyone gets those, like, little Lululemon zipper gift card pouches.
Or you can use a baggie. Oh, I love those. Yes, a good reusable bag. Right? What are you going to do with those things?
What are you going to do with those things? But they're so cute. And
they are so cute.
And they're just recycled plastic. So
and kids love, like, minis. Like, anything that's small and, like, their size that fits in their little hands. They're like, oh, this is so great.
And I wrote their name, or actually I just put their initials on the front pocket so they know.
So smart.
And so they get $5 a week.
I love it.
And once it's gone, it's gone.
Wait, $5 a week? Your kids could do that?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, that's baller.
But if you do have, like, a number that you have to give your country club, or, you know, or maybe there's some places that you go, give them play money or poker chips. We live in a gambling family. I'm sorry. I have a feeling on our email they're like, Gamblers Anonymous.
Gamblers Anonymous. It's true.
You could give them, I don't know, pink dinosaurs, whatever it equates to.
Whatever your currency is.
Whatever your bartering system is, I say share it. Yeah,
right.
Go for it.
Yeah.
That has saved us a lot of headaches. And it's like, once the money's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
And definitely Luna has gotten swindled out of major money. But I treat her like almost an equal. Poor 2-year-old, like, she gets swindled out, like, hey, Luna, can you have a dollar? She's like, sure. I'm like, girl.
I'm going to tell you
getting bamboozled. So that has saved me a ton of money, and it's a quick no. So, I don't know how much money you have left.
What's in your baggie? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet? What's in your wallet? It's $5.
It's $5. Yeah.
I mean, so.
Yeah. Well, we've been taking this summer our little cooler bag to the pool. And I've been a big fan of the glass containers instead of plastic. We're trying to do less plastic in the house and just being more conscious. And even my kids are really starting to like kind of pinpoint like, well, we do use a lot of plastic. I'm like, we do. Plastic. We should maybe just be more concerned. And I think that's a great conversation to have with your kids of like, just notice. And it's not a good or a bad thing. Just notice how much plastic do you touch every day. And it was amazing when I asked my kids this question. They were like, Mom, we touch a lot of plastic. I'm like, yeah. How much of that plastic do we have in the house? A lot. And mm-hmm. How much of that plastic goes into the recycling or into the trash? And they're like, wow, a lot. And I'm like, I know. It's until you actually like draw your attention to it, you don't really know. And I'm like, man, this is an eye-opening experiment for all of us. But so we started using glass cookware or storage containers, and that has really transformed a lot. So we keep all of our fruit in glass storage containers, and we don't wash it until we're ready to use it. So that kind of preserves the life of the fruit for another, you know, probably 5 or 7 days.
In the mold.
Yeah, it kind of keeps all that moisture out. And
except for raspberries, because that doesn't exist.
I don't understand, yes. Like, how raspberries, like, it's just, they think about sweat, and they're like, oh, I'm moldy. And it's like, oh, blast you, raspberry.
High maintenance
fruit. It is a high maintenance fruit. I mean, they're delicious, but only when you find a good one, because you can get a sour or, like, a real just a bad raspberry.
Sometimes you think it's good, and you bite into it, you're like, it's so bad.
It's so mushy, and it has no taste. It's like sweat.
But then when you have a good one, it's like.
You're like, this is why I come back to it. It's like, golf. Yes. Like, this is why I like this. This is great.
It's elusive. It's amazing.
Sorry, I got off track with that hack. But we've been storing our fruit in glass containers. And then we have this like ice brick that goes in the bottom of our cooler bag. And then I just stack our glass containers on top of that. And it's amazing how fresh the fruit stays all day. And my kids are happy to eat that stuff. We don't need like a $5 fruit cup from the snack bar that has like 4 pieces of fruit in it. Then I'm like, are you kidding me? This is what $5 gets you here.
$5.
This is nuts.
Bamboozled.
With not a nut in it, which is, you know, I'm like, what? This is crazy. This is crazy.
Don't give me all melon in that fruit cup.
Right? Because the cantaloupe takes up a lot of space, but you're going to give me 2 and then like 3 grapes and then call it a fruit cup for $5. I'm calling bullshit.
I am too.
I'm bringing my own fruit.
Chips.
Right?
Veggie chips. Power booty.
Right? I mean, my kids, they love Doritos. Mm-hmm. They think that Doritos are like the greatest chip of all time, which, I mean, not gonna lie, I love a Dorito. It is
delicious. Are you
delicious.
Team nacho cheese or are you team Cool Ranch?
Team nacho cheese.
See, I'm team Cool Ranch, but...
That's nacho Dorito and you know it.
But if I'm going walking taco, I'm definitely going nacho cheese.
Oh, you have to go nacho cheese. Yeah.
But if I'm going, you know, like my favorite, it's Cool Ranch. I love a Cool Ranch.
See, I mean, if given a choice and there's Cool Ranch and there's nacho cheese in front of me, I'm going to go nacho cheese all day.
Yeah.
However, if there's only Cool Ranch in front of me, I'm not going to walk away from a Cool Ranch. I'm an equal opportunist. So I'm like, Cool Ranch, let's go. But
yeah,
I prefer nacho cheese.
I need to eat a more Cool Ranch in my life. Yes. So, anyways. But $2.50 a pop.
Right?
For the mini for a fun
the
size.
Bag that says not for individual resale on the bag. I know you got this from Costco, and I know you can't resell this, but you're reselling it, and I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, bring your own chips. Bring your glass.
Bring your own fruit.
And bring your own wine.
Exactly. Oh, right? They don't need to know what's in your swell bottle.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to be so nosy what's in your swell bottle.
And then you can refill it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So other summer hacks, which we touch on the pool bags and all the pool things.
Yes.
But if we step away from that, knowing that summer is a huge commitment.
Yes.
Because, you know, you gear up. You're like, okay, I'm going to get my gear. I'm going to get my kids' gear. We're going to do all the fun things. And that costs a lot of Skrilla.
It does.
A lot of money.
You got all the dough going in all the activities to keep everybody happy.
And, you know, it's a lot of... It puts a crunch on your bank account. No matter how big it is or how small it is, you still have to, like, fund that. So...
You do.
Something that I want to work towards next year. I did not do it this year. But prepping for this podcast, I was like, you know, it would be really nice to have a summer budget.
Yes.
Whether it be putting aside $20 extra, like, I want to see that movie or... I want to take so-and-so to do this. Even eating out with dinner with your girlfriends. How fun is that? Like, yeah. But, you know, all that kind of mini stuff, or even Starbucks trips, all that adds up.
It does. And your kids think that, like, every day in summer needs to be, like, an epic adventure. You know what's epic? Go to the garage.
Yeah.
Tell me what kind of a treasure you find in there.
Look at the clouds.
Right. Tell me some shapes. What do you got up there?
I am not your cruise director.
No. Not every day is going to be an epic day in our house. There are some days where you're just bored to tears. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Be bored.
Be bored.
You know what happens from boredom? Genius ideas.
Ingenuity.
It's true. Like,
or trouble.
When my kids are like, I'm so bored. I'm like, okay, then go play. And they're like, I don't want to play. And then 10 minutes later when I'm like, I'm not caving. You're not getting iPad time. You're not getting a movie time. You're not getting another damn snack. You know what's happening? They're creating the most elaborate scenes with their toys that Ron Howard would be proud of. And I'm like, exactly. You're welcome for being bored, children. You're
yes.
welcome.
Yes. Think outside the box.
Right.
Go build a box. Get in the box.
Get in
the
box.
I don't care where the box happens.
Right. Just get out of my face and stop asking me about it. Yes. That's what you do.
Yes.
Yes.
With that, you know, when your budget runs out, just buy a box.
Just buy a box. I know, it's true. When all this fails, give them the Amazon box that their shit came in to begin with. And you're like, oh, look at that. That's fun. It's a rocket ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And an easy bake oven, all in the same.
Yeah.
It is. It's great.
I think I want to work towards that next year. Like something like where I can put aside a little money or just know going in.
Right.
I'm going to eat out a little bit more. Just be more mindful.
Just, yeah.
Mindful about spending.
Yes. No, I agree with that for sure.
Because you can throw money out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Everything be costing an upcharge.
Right? Is there like, you know, there's like the pink tax where everything's pink, just costs more money. Is there like a summer tax where like anything you do in the summer?
It's like red, white, costs blue more tax. Money?
Right?
It's like, ugh.
Oh, you want a bomb pop? That's $2.50, ma'am. What this? 50 cents and you know it.
50 cents.
And that's with a huge markup. Ma'am,
$2.99.
What?
At Target. I just bought them.
The whole box?
Yes. The bomb pops?
Yeah.
Yeah. Red, white, and blue?
Red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
Man.
We're getting bamboozled over here.
Right? Maybe I need an ice cream truck that serves Froze all day.
Froze. Coming to a town near you guys. We're doing right. it. We're doing it.
Let me ask you this. Do your kids eat an exorbitant amount of snacks during the summertime?
No.
No?
You no, have just like my daughter.
Two children that don't.
Yes.
Out of the rest of
just
the world?
Just the youngest eats an amazing amount of snacks. I'm pretty sure my boys are surviving on popsicles and air. I don't really understand how they're still alive.
No. My kids this morning, they wake up around 7:30 every morning and like they eat because when they come downstairs they're like, Mom, I'm starving. I'm like, you don't even know what that word means. Stop.
No. Like they really don't.
You say it, but you don't know. And they're like, oh, I'm so hungry. So like 7:45, we're eating breakfast and this morning they had toast and eggs and orange juice.
That's what we had.
Yeah, it was great. It was a hot breakfast. Delicious.
Yes, hot breakfast.
I felt good about life. Like, this yes. is great. 9:16. Mom, can I have a snack? What? Are you kidding me? You just ate
my kids
breakfast.
Will never.
You cannot physically be hungry. Mom, I'm really hungry. Really? Because an hour ago you were starving. Do you know? You don't know what that word means. You know. Mm-mm. Nope.
Funny story about Shannon's kids.
They can snack.
I do
anybody
know.
Under the table.
So they were over at my house yesterday and
snacking.
It was about 5:30 and Shannon and I were very low
unmotivated.
Yeah, low on the motivation spectrum to get dinner going. So the kids were all at my house and so Eleanor comes in and she's like, can I have a snack? I was like, you can have fruit in 5 minutes when I decide to stand up. So I walk into the kitchen and I get a little distracted with listening to another podcast and she comes in again. She goes, I think I'm going to stay for dinner. And I was like, that sounds great. And I guess that was my cue to get going to start making dinner. So we had pancakes, gluten-free.
Which is probably another really great summer hack. Like when all else fails, breakfast for dinner.
Yes, breakfast for dinner. But I think
always
this is like a mom hack, honestly.
Yep.
We'll keep repeating that one for the next 5 years.
Right.
Just make pancakes. When all else fails, make pancakes. But this was the first time I successfully made gluten-free pancakes from scratch, and I was very proud of them because we're not a gluten-free house, so I was pretty proud. Anyways, moving forward, they had had pancakes at 6:37, and by 7:09, Ruby Jane's like, "So it's for dessert." And I was like, "It's at your house." It's like, you just had a syrup-filled dinner. Did,
right. It was the sweetest dinner you've ever had. She's like, "Can I have dessert?"
And then finally I was like, "Well, I do want those Rice Krispies going to my house." Yeah, sure, why not? Go ahead. Rice Krispie treats.
It's for summer. Everybody.
Go for it. Yeah. So moving into my neck, my that was, yes. So she asked for dessert. I said no. Moving into my last summer hack is say one yes. One you unprompted yes. They think yes. You're going to say no, and then when you say yes, their face is like, bing!
It is the child smile of all child smiles.
They're like, she finally said it.
She said yes.
Yes, this may prompt them to ask for more things, but that that's one okay. Yes just leads
gives
to,
them a
like,
glimmer of hope.
Yes, a yep. Lifetime of memories, because yep. We've all been there. Like, that one time where that guy let you in on the fake ID. Like, that's where I kind of feel like it is. They're like, it finally works! You know, like, so, be that yes. Be that yes.
No, that's a good way. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, do you have any more summer hacks that you're...
You know what? We've been listening to a lot of kid podcasts in the car, and that has, like... Because sometimes the car trips, because we don't do electronics in the car, so it's either you look out the window and you listen to mommy music, or you might have, like, your own playlist that I can, you know, you can be in charge of or whatever. But we have collectively been super entertained by podcasts, and we love the Story Pirates.
We big fan to that one too.
In our house, the Story Pirates, and like, we're new to it, so we have like a lot of seasons, so like every time we get in the car, like, there's always a new quote-unquote yes. Story Pirates for us, because we haven't heard it. We love Eleanor Amplified, which is yes. Super fun and
good, like, for girls. That yes. One's a really good one for girls,
you know. And I will say is, yes, it's good for girls, but there's a lot of like adventure in that one that I don't feel like is just girly. Like, my kids are, they love an adventure, so I feel like it's, you know, it's fun. And then Wow in the World. Like, they're obsessed with Guy Raz and Mindy, and they just think that it's, like, the greatest thing. So anytime there's a new
podcast. Oh, my gosh, podcast, Wow in the World, yes.
Yes, it's great. Oh, and Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. That one is awesome. Oh. It's a podcast. It's a book, which yeah. Is, you know, Rebel Women in throughout history, which are amazing. But they are some of my favorite stories, because, I mean, you can just, you feel the excitement behind the voices of the narrators, and they're, you know, super powerful women that you just look up to and admire, and you want your kids to just, boy or girl, be in awe of, and, like, the stories behind them are just so impactful, and we love it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a really, really good one. So, podcasts in the summer for the kids in the car, clutch.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're big fans of Well in the World. I mean,
it's a good time.
We even re-listen to them.
Yeah, they're funny. Like,
oh, and they are funny. They're so if clever. You guys haven't checked it out, definitely check those
they're
out.
They're super punny, and we love
a
pun.
Oh, my God. They really are. Like,
yeah.
It's like bad dad jokes.
I know.
But you laugh at me. But you laugh at me. Like, oh, I see what you're saying there. I like it.
It's I good like times. It.
Yes. So we hope you guys are having a great summer. And if you have any cool summer hacks, just email us. At our own email at getzen@crazyzenlife. That's
getzen@crazyzenlife.com.
Yes, we hope to hear from you, and have a great summer.
We'll see you soon, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our sneak peek.
You'll be able to catch full episodes soon on iTunes, so stay tuned for all the details.